Date of the interview is November 18th, 1994. Interview is being conducted by Margaret Brass, and I'm interviewing Richard Linehart. Are you involved in baseball or softball, Richard?
Yes, I'm involved in softball.
Softball? How exactly are you involved in softball?
Well, about two years ago, I joined a men's softball team back home for the summer. And it's a traveling team. We travel all around Pittsburgh.
So you're involved around Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh area, like the suburbs of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
South Park. Upper St. Clair. Baldwin. Pretty much the suburbs south of Pittsburgh.
Okay. What position did you play?
I played right field, sometimes center, and I would switch off and on at second base.
What first got you interested in playing softball?
Well, about 3 years ago, before I joined, a lot of my friends were involved in it, and it was something. I was out of sports now. I was out of sports after high school, and I just wanted to continue to do something athletic, so it sounded like a good idea.
Did you have any type of a role model in baseball, or did anyone in your family influence you?
No, it was just pretty much my own idea of, continuing to do something athletic, and I've played baseball in the past when I was younger, and I like the sport. And
so this was a form of you, like recreational, being able to play, not having to really make any big strong commitments. And
yeah, it was recreational. But we as a team always tried to be prompt for practice and for games, and we took it serious. I mean, it was recreation. We went out there and tried to have fun, but we still took it serious. With the competition.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that was a very popular activity in your neighborhood? Did it have a big impact on your community?
No, not really. I mean, there were other leagues in our community. Like in the South Park community, there's softball organizations. But I didn't belong to that organization. I belonged to a different organization out of the greater Pittsburgh Men's Athletic Softball League or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And did playing softball and practicing that take up a lot of your time?
No, not really. We didn't practice too often. When we did, it was usually like on a Saturday or Sunday during the afternoon. Most people were, free at that time. And game-wise, we usually only had about 2 to 3 games a week, 3 TOBS, but each game was a doubleheader, so it was a little longer than if you were just playing one game, of course. But as time-consuming wise, it didn't take up a lot of our time.
Mm-hmm. What type of people were on your softball team? Were there like professionals, mostly younger people, older people?
We didn't have any professionals. Our team specifically was a lot of younger kids. Like, mm-hmm. We're all friends. We all knew each other before. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of us, we all knew each other before we started playing. Like, a lot of the other teams within our league were like a lot of older guys, and they were a lot of the teams were under businesses, and we sponsored our own team, and just was like kind of like a pickup, amongst our friends. We just put a team together ourselves. So we really didn't have any professionals or anything like that.
Do you think that like people in your community from all walks of life, like people that made good money and people that didn't make good money, you think they all pretty much got involved in softball?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know everybody's individual, status that participated in it, but I'm sure everybody, no matter how successful or how prosperous they are, they all enjoy the competition and the will to win. Mm-hmm. And it's a recreational sport.
Do you think that playing softball has influenced you in any way? Like, changed your life?
No, not really. Because I've been, like I said before, I've been involved in sports all my life, and the previous sports, through high school and all, that has influenced me in ways. And softball just was, continuation of that. It's just, you got to be disciplined. It really didn't teach me or influence any new ideas or anything. It was just more or less a continuation of, learning how to discipline myself from previous years being involved in sports and athletics.
Okay, you said your team traveled around the Pittsburgh area. Did you have, championships, and did you get, trophies from that?
Yeah, actually, my first year that I played, we did win the whole playoff. Whole playoff round, we ended up finishing third in our division, and we received I think a little bit of money for that. But then when it comes time to playoff round, we ended up winning that whole thing, and the team received a trophy, and then we ourselves just had everybody sign softballs and wrote our names and champions on it. Just, something so everybody could have to remember by.
Mm-hmm. Do you play softball anywhere else other than just with the league in your hometown?
I played 1 year up here at Slippery Rock for the intramurals, and that's about it. I plan on playing again this year. But other than that, the only other place I play is home in the summer for my men's league.
Did it seem to you like a lot of people came to your softball games to get a lot of support?
Yeah, we did. I was surprised. I thought, that there really wouldn't be anybody there. But a lot of parents actually did come, to support us. And a lot of our friends also came and supported us. It was nice to see, people rooting for us in the stands instead of just going out there and, having nobody to cheer us on. And yeah, we had a lot of support. It was nice.
Okay, you said a lot of the teams were sponsored by businesses. Do you know if any of the businesses, actively took part in promoting the organization of a team?
No, I don't know that specifically, if they did anything to promote. But I know that businesses did sponsor teams. They might have gave money for shirts, for uniforms or something like that. But other than that, other than sponsoring them, I don't know of anything else they have done to promote the team or anything like that.
Did you have to raise any money, to have any type of sale to buy things for the team, or did the business pretty much take care of all that for you?
For us, I said, we, we didn't have a sponsor. We, we sponsor ourselves. Mm-hmm. We put our own team together, and anything additional that we wanted, we had to buy ourselves, our uniforms. Everybody as a team went in together, and we bought shirts with numbers. It was a real nice button-down softball shirt. And we did sell raffle tickets for the daily number. And we were doing this to try and raise money to buy everybody jackets at the end of the year. And we did do that. We raised enough money, and everybody got, like, you know, a light windbreaker jacket, which was nice. But, you know, that's about all we did, was really sold raffle tickets.
Okay. Okay, you said practicing didn't take up too much of your time. Can you tell me, like, type of things you did do for practice?
Well, we would all individually take batting practice, and if some of us were struggling with our hitting, we would keep them in the box there for a little more time than everybody else to try to, you know, better themselves and see what they're having trouble with, and you know, try to perfect their problems. We took fielding practice.
What exactly is fielding practice?
Well, okay, we would have everybody take a position on the field, you know, that they usually normally would play, and somebody would stand inside the batter's box and hit balls to the infielders, and they would practice, say, like, on double plays.
What's a double play?
Double play is, say, for instance, a runner is on first base, and the next batter up hits the ball into the infield, a ground ball, to the shortstop. The shortstop would want to throw to the second base to force that runner that was on first out. And then the second baseman would want to throw the ball to first base before that most recent batter arrived there. And if you got them both out, that would be a double play. You know, we would practice that, practice just fielding the ball, you know, the ground balls, not letting them go by us in between our legs or anything. Try to cut down on our errors. And then the outfielders, we would get fly balls hit to us, and we would try to perfect our positioning on the ball. Say if we had to really run for the ball, we would try and take the best angle for it, and you know, get the ball in as soon as we got it, to prevent any extra advances of the bases in the infield. You know, like I said, practices weren't real time consuming. We didn't have them that often, but when we were there, you know, we went at it. You know, we went over the fundamentals, tried to, you know, better ourselves and perfect our weaknesses. You know, we did everything we thought, you know, was possible to make ourselves better as a team.
How long did your season last?
Let's see. We would start like practicing and scrimmaging at the end of April, I believe, and we would go all the way till the end of July. Regular season would end in July, and then that would start, and after that immediately would start the playoff rounds. Mm-hmm. Then playoffs usually only lasted about 2 weeks, so about the second week in August, you know, if your team would last that long, is when everything would pretty much be over with for the season.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any type of trophy or a medal from that?
Last year we didn't do too good in the playoffs. We struggled, but the previous year, my first year, which I played, we did win the championship in the playoffs, and we received a trophy as a team. Mm-hmm. The team got the trophy. Which really, you know, went to the manager. But then we also received some money, and, you know, that took care of, supplies that we needed during the following year, like balls and umpire fees. You know, we would use that to help us out there. But that's about it.
Who sponsored the money for the trophy and for the money that you were given? Was that a collective effort from all the teams?
I don't think so. I believe that you know, the league, the organization which we are involved in, the league itself, you know, takes care of that. I don't know if they take any of our fees for joining, you know, for joining a team. I don't know if that goes in towards any of that or not. But, you know, as far as I know, they just take care of it. I imagine, you know, there's a fee for joining, and I imagine that's got to go towards something, so,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you pay, like, dues to that association?
You just pay one time for an entry fee. I believe it's, like, $50, you know, to get on a team. And that's pretty much all you got to pay the organization throughout the year. The only other additional fees that we had to take care of were, like I said, like, you know, purchasing more softballs, or, you know, paying the umpires for their services at the game. That's about it.
Who were the umpires? Were they people from outside that did this, like, as an offside job, or did they volunteer?
I believe for most of the umpires it was an offside job. They were all certified umpires,
mm-hmm.
So they knew what they were doing. They just, like, you know, wasn't any guy off the street to volunteer. They all, you know, had their certified shirts on and through the league, the umpire league, and you know, they all professionally. They were all pretty much professionals. They knew what they were doing.
Okay. Who were your managers? Did they volunteer for that position? Were they elected to it?
We had one main manager, really. And what happened was he had played previously, you know, the last couple of years, and the old manager didn't want to take care of, he didn't want to, you know, take care of the responsibilities anymore. He didn't want to run the team, so he asked our new manager now, you know, if he would take over the honors of running the team and, you know, having responsibility for organizing everything and arranging all the games and everything. So he wasn't elected. It was pretty much, you know, he was asked to do it. He was offered the responsibility. And like I said, we only really had one main manager, but if for some instance he couldn't make it to a game, which was very rare, we had another one, you know, another person took his place for that game. You know, he would be the one to, you know, lead everybody and, you know, give the responsibilities to, you know, the rest of the players.
And did you have coaches, or did you just coach yourself?
No, we didn't have coaches. You know, we pretty much coached ourselves. A lot of people, you know, have had previous experience, like with playing baseball in their earlier years or what have you. But we pretty much, yeah, just coached ourselves. We didn't have any, you know, batting coaches or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you play, like, maybe high school fields, or are there, like, specific recreational fields in the communities?
Yeah, they weren't high school fields. They were, I guess you would call them recreational fields. You know, they would be, like, in fairgrounds, you know. Like, our home field is at our fairgrounds, you know, where there's horse stables, you know, it's where the community can come, and there's an oval, you know, for exercise, and it's a nice site. And yeah, most of the places we played at were, you know, public recreational areas. They weren't high school facilities or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who scheduled your games? Was that done by your manager, or was that done by the coach? I'm not the coach, the association that you played for?
The association or the league, which we played for, they would make a schedule up at the beginning of the season, you know, before you even start. You know, they would call the managers of each team, and they would, you know, see if, you know, they would like to play, you know, at this, on this day, at this time, you know, against this team, make sure everything was okay, make sure there wasn't any conflicts. They would, you know, pretty much, after they would set the divisions up, they would, you know, just pretty much make the schedule up themselves. And then if there was ever a problem that or any conflicts through the course of the year with a team not being able to have as many, you know, enough players to play the game, then a lot of times the manager would call the other coach, or the other man, our manager would call the other manager of the team we're supposed to be playing, or he would call the head of the league and explain, you know, that, you know, it's, we have a conflict, there's a lot of players with prior obligations that we didn't know about, and, you know, could maybe set up another day and time to play this game. And there wasn't too much problem with that. You know, we could usually reschedule a game if we had to.
Okay. Do you think that playing softball helped a lot of people, like, relieve stress and become more involved in their community, like, as a way of becoming involved in their community?
Oh, well, it definitely has. I definitely can see that it helps people in relieving stress. You know, as this one teammate in particular on my team, he's real high strung, you might want to say. And he's always, you know, on the uppity up, and, you know, he's a real, you know, high-tempered person, or whatever you want to say. But, yeah, he was always screaming and yelling, and he was really getting into the game all the time. And I think it helped him. I don't know if he was a very stressed-out person or not, but I think it did help him relieve some of his stress. I know for me, it relieves some stress. All exercise pretty much, you know, helps you relieve stress, and playing softball, you know, got my mind off things when, you know, something was wrong, and, like, you know, I just went out there and tried to concentrate on the game and have fun, and I'd feel a little better after the game was over.
Okay, baseball and softball seem to be, like, one of the only sports, two related sports, that every community seems to have some type of league or association, even in big cities, for. Why do you think that America has such a fascination with baseball and softball?
I don't know, that's a tough question. I don't know, I know baseball has always been America's pastime sport, but, you know, softball is very closely related. I don't know, it's you know, it's a team effort, just like, you know, football or a lot of other hockey or a lot of other sports. But I don't know why, you know, baseball and softball, they tend to stick out more so than others. I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know. I can't really answer that.
Why do you think people like to enjoy it? Like, why do you like to enjoy it and play it? Like, enjoy watching it?
Yeah. I can sit down and watch a baseball game or a softball game. You know, I've gone to a lot of other games within our league to watch them play, just, you know, as something to do, sit back and relax and enjoy, you know, seeing the competition. And also, you know, we would check out future opponents too. That's another reason why we would do it. But you know, it was fun just to go and sit and relax and enjoy watching, you know, other teams play, because when you're playing, you don't see all the detail, little minor details that go on during a game, because you're actually involved in it. It's nice to sit back and watch two other teams play and, you know, see what it's all about.
Is there any other, like, comments you'd like to make about when you played softball? Like, would you encourage other people to do it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it was, you know, it's a lot of fun. Get to, you know, make a lot of friends, meet new people. You know, if you're a very competitive person, it's great. You know, it's good to get your mind off things, like I said. it's a good workout for you. You know, it's a good exercise. It's a lot of fun. I'd recommend, you know, a lot of people to try it out if they never have before. You know, there's always new experiences that you could have out there. And I recommend people to try it if they haven't before.
Can you say you and your friends, like, organized your own team? Did you have to fill out a form or an application to do that?
I don't really know about that because the team was already formed, like, 1 to 2 years before I actually started playing. So I don't know how they went about, you know, doing that. I don't know how they went about getting their own team and, you know, team name and everything. I couldn't really answer. I guess what they probably had to do was, you know, call the organization and see if there was, you know, if they mind, you know, if there's room for another team to come in. And what probably ended up happening was is the team members of the new team probably had to, you know, pay their entry fee, and there's probably so much that need to be made, you know, to have a team. But, you know, other than that, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And each team, do you have like a specific name for yourselves?
Yeah, our team is called the Shockers. There's other other teams are the Hurricanes, Live Bait, and Live Bait is you know, fishing and tackle store.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor that team. I don't know who made up our name, the Shockers. You know, we don't have a sponsor, so, you know, that's just a pretty much individual made up name. But yeah, every team had their own name, and that's who, that's how we would know who we were playing week by week.
Do you have your own colors too? Do you like vary your colors?
No, we tried all the shirts that everybody went in and bought together. You know, they were all the same. They're all white with black and red lettering.
Mm-hmm.
Or numbering. And, you know, for the most part, like, some people wore shorts and some people wore pants, but we would still try to wear, like, black bottoms, you know, and same color shoes, you know, just so we would look somewhat, you know, alike. I don't know what the word is. You know, we would try to look, you know, decent. You know, we didn't want to have people wearing purple or people wearing, you know, blue and clashing colors. We wanted to look, you know, as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Do you wear regular shoes to play softball, or do you wear like the same like cleats to play baseball in?
Well, we can't wear metal spikes. We're not allowed to wear metal spikes, but you know, some people do wear tennis shoes. It's better to wear like rubber spikes. You know, that's what I wear. And that's what most of the other softball players wear too.
Mm-hmm. And is there a difference between a softball and a baseball glove?
Yeah, I think there is. Softball glove, I believe, is, you know, a little larger. I know there's differences in infielders and outfielders gloves, but as far as, you know, softball and baseball gloves, it really doesn't matter. You know, either or will work. But I'm not really sure if there are, you know, separate gloves for baseball and separate gloves for softball. I'm not sure.
You said you played baseball when you were younger. Do you notice a big difference in the league organization between the two?
Well, I don't know. See, when I played baseball, the league was, you know, it was the community with different teams in it. Our softball league isn't, like, it really isn't a community since we mm-hmm. like, travel all around. You know, like, when I played baseball, it was just, like, my township, so mm-hmm. to speak, you know. But we go outside the township now, you know, with softball, unlike what we did with baseball when I played in my younger years.
Okay. I think that we covered everything, and I thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.